This is The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. A presidential primary vote happens on Tuesday, and if you're still looking to vote by mail in that election, you have time to get a ballot. That's because yesterday a federal judge extended the deadline to request an absentee ballot to 5 o'clock today. We put a link to that website on ours. Visit WPR.org/mornings. Wisconsin is holding this vote while people in the state have orders from the governor to stay home whenever possible. It's part of the public health strategy as COVID-19 cases jump higher each day. And now we're hearing from two state leaders, each who supports a different Democratic candidate for president in this election. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign for the Democratic nomination? Are you a Biden supporter, or do you have some questions about his candidacy? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Gordon Hintz is the Democratic Minority Leader of the State Assembly. He represents voters from Oshkosh. Representative Hintz, welcome back.
Hey, glad to be here.
You've endorsed Joe Biden for 2020. Why do you think Biden is the right choice for Democrats right now?
Well, look, Joe Biden has had an amazing career and has been a leader. He's demonstrated at all times his working class roots, his support for working families. He's been an effective member of the Senate, establishing a lot of the things that we rely on right now in terms of family medical leave, bolstering up protections for unemployment, workers' compensation. And we're really seeing the reason that we have those things in place now with the change in the economy. But the biggest thing is just the steady leadership, restoring integrity, and having someone that has the command of the issues and the ability to explain to the public, hey, this is what's happening, this is what we're going to do, and to actually lead. I mean, I can't think of anybody better than Joe Biden to replace and change the direction that we've seen over the last few years, and that's really coming apart at the seams right now. So, you know, Joe Biden is equipped for this moment when people are looking for leadership, and I think that is just the single biggest thing, right, as we go through this crisis right now that we're lacking and that Joe Biden has demonstrated throughout his career.
Yeah, and to have that leadership nationally, he's going to have to beat President Trump in November. And Mark from Middle Point wants to talk about that right now. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Yeah, hi. Yes, I'm calling from Middle Point. Yeah, first of all, Joe Biden is absolutely unelectable. And I'm going to give you a couple reasons, the evidence for this. First of all, the latest polling, and this is in the last week or so has showed that his enthusiasm level among Democratic voters is definitely lower than the lowest point in polling on enthusiasm of Hillary Clinton at a similar point in the campaign. In addition, the ads against his record, against Biden's record on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, are going to destroy any chances he will have. We have the videotape of countless speeches Biden made in the Senate attacking Social Security and Medicare, using the balanced budget amendment, a Republican initiative, in order to undermine Social Security and Medicare.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, I want to let Representative Hintz respond, because Mark is saying and listing things that he says make Joe Biden not electable, not able to get enough votes from Democrats or those undecideds to actually beat Trump in November. What's your response to that?
Well, clearly that's not been the case in the Democratic primary. He is getting a ton of votes, and in some places we've seen record turnout well and above what anybody expected, especially from new voters that perhaps were independent or Republicans in the past that are, you know, hitching their hope to Joe Biden, knowing that he's someone they can trust, that he's someone who can work with the other side, given that they're going to have to probably to get things done. But look, I mean, he won all three primaries, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, you know, doubling his delegate lead. He's winning a broad coalition of Latinos, young voters, and progressive parts of the Democratic Party. And I think we saw the support from Wisconsin in the last Marquette poll. So, you know, the record there simply, I think, incorrect. And I think it's a little disingenuous to talk to some, you know, talk about a senator from Scranton, whose brand has always been about supporting working families and the working class, you know, piecing together policies to try to say that he doesn't support Social Security and Medicare when his record in the Senate and as vice president is the opposite of that. So the Joe-mentum that we're seeing right now, I expect to build between now and the election even further.
We're talking about Tuesday's presidential primary with State Representative Gordon Hintz, who is a supporter of former Vice President Joe Biden. Hintz leads Democrats in the state assembly. And there is room for you in this conversation about the presidential primary at 800-642-1234. You can give us a call now or email ideas@WPR.org. I do want to ask, though, Representative Hintz, yesterday a federal judge ruled that Wisconsin can continue its primary as planned, made some adjustments with mail-in ballots. But for the most part, April 7th is on right now. Should we postpone the in-person election, given that we are in the middle of a pandemic? It's scheduled to take place in just 4 days.
Well, as an individual and as, you know, Democratic leader who's been working with the governor and Republicans, I do support postponing or canceling. I think in-person voting is simply too much of a risk, given that we're in a pandemic and that it's counter to all the instructions and orders that we've given to people. You know, an airborne transmission as people are gathering in fewer places, I think, is really, really dangerous, and it's going to lead to increased transmissions at a time when we need to take this more seriously. That being said, election officials and Governor Evers are doing everything possible to ask people to please vote early. You have until 5 p.m. today to request your ballot. The ruling yesterday made by Judge Connolly allows for more flexibility in getting those ballots in and counting those. And obviously our clerks are doing everything possible to create the safest possible environment. And so, you know, yes, it does look like we're going through with this, but I'm hopeful that some kind of intervention will be done, or that there'll be postponement, delayed, initial flexibilities in there. It's a difficult decision. It's a difficult place to be in. But every other state has canceled their April election. And, you know, this is not easy. We've never been in this place before, and there's a lot of tough decisions that people are still getting used to that are probably at different levels of understanding, given that every day I think we seem to see changes about how serious our situation is.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that Biden has an advantage or a disadvantage either way, if there's in-person voting or not, against his opponent, Bernie Sanders?
You know what? I mean, the one great thing about Joe Biden, you know, has been the fact that, you know, this isn't a time for politics. I doubt that he is even thinking about advantage or disadvantage, but simply wants there to be an election is going to be held the safest possible, you know, outcome. And individual people will have to make that decision if they don't get their absentee ballot in time. But, you know, look, I think in-person voters, absentee voters, I expect, you know, Senator Biden to be supported based on the poll, based on what we've seen in other states. And I expect that he would do well in either way. But that's not really where the focus is, I think, of the campaign or me, really.
And Jeff from Superior wants to weigh in. What do you think, Jeff?
Hi. Hello. Good morning. I saw my father's progressive Alzheimer's over the years. Can you speak to Joe Biden's dementia?
Okay, Jeff, it looks like you called and told us that you were going to talk about voting for Biden and what you saw about his work as a senator. So that's not quite the direction we're going in. And certainly Joe Biden does not have a dementia diagnosis. So we're going to take calls that are on topic here on the morning show. If you're interested in joining this conversation, it's a serious one. The vote is serious. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. We are taking calls as we are talking right now with State Representative Gordon Hintz, who is a surrogate for Joe Biden. And later in the program, we'll be talking with a surrogate for his competition, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. I'm Keeley Boltina, and the conversation continues ahead. The latest poll out of Marquette Law School shows Joe Biden gaining support over Bernie Sanders, and they campaign for enough support to take on the incumbent Republican Donald Trump for president. Biden had just 15% support in February's poll, trailing Sanders, who nabbed the top spot then. Now that an expansive field has narrowed to two candidates, Biden garners support from 62% of the people surveyed who plan to vote in the Democratic primary. We're talking with a Biden supporter, Wisconsin State Minority Leader Gordon Hintz. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network, and we are also taking your calls. And Phil from Mount Horeb is ready to join the conversation. Good morning, Phil.
Hi. I'm calling to say that while I really like Bernie Sanders and his progressive points of view, his democratic socialism, which is not socialism or communism, I do believe that I will support either Democratic candidate because I think that both of them, each of them is light years ahead of Trump, who I consider to lack empathy, who is deeply manipulative and exploitative and prone to deceit, lying, and cheating. I think that voters need to keep in mind that whoever wins in the Democratic primary and in the national primary, that the regressive politics and the corporatist favors that are bestowed on corporations by the plutocrats in the Senate and throughout the executive branch are just really contrary to American values and to good spiritual values, good Christian values, good Muslim values. I think
Phil, I think we got it. That it sounds like Phil is really looking at the qualities and the values that these candidates are putting forth, and is really looking for one of the Democratic candidates to come through on that so that he can vote for them. It sounds like he's not a huge fan of the current president. Gordon Hintz, what about that though? That idea that we are now pitting two Democrats against one another, and to get to some sort of unity in the end. I mean, is that possible with Joe Biden?
I think it's perfect for Joe Biden, and I think it's what's naturally happening on its own. I think the caller made a lot of good points in terms of, recognizing, how we've gotten to this point and that Joe Biden really is the vehicle, not just to unite Democrats, but really to unite the country again. I think everybody recognizes how divisive things have received, been, how polarized things are. And that's been intentional by the president with his inflammatory rhetoric, with a lot of his lies that have been kind of spread to divide us. And I think that, again, Joe Biden, time after time throughout his career, has been able to unite people to get things done. I think he'll do it with the Democrats, and I think he'll do it with the American public this fall. Senator Sanders, I also really respect. Few people have spoken truth to power on issues that need a lot more attention. And I think he's done that over the last 4 years, really getting issues on the radar that have become part of the mainstream in many areas that Senator Biden also supports. And so I think, the enthusiasm that we are going to see needs to first be, put into backing Joe Biden, throughout the convention and the nomination process, but really heading into the fall. So the kind of things that the caller was highlighting in terms of what's in front of us, I think are exactly why Joe Biden's positioned well to win the primary and then win the general election.
Yeah, well, speaking of issues that are certainly on people's minds right now, we've got to talk about Biden's health care plan, because we are in a literal pandemic. We have field hospitals being set up. There are medical procedures being postponed. People are feeling the financial strain and also the limited resources we have here as we fight COVID-19. Why, in this circumstance, is Biden's plan the best health care strategy?
Well, first, look, Joe Biden recognizes, again, that this isn't the time for politics. I think he's even reached out to the president. I mean, he has 8 years of being right in that room with President Obama, knowing what it's like to deal with crises. But he has laid out, a plan related to COVID-19 that really, I think, contrasts with what we've seen. When you're a leader, you can deliver bad news and be direct with the public, and they can take that. What they don't like is uncertainty, inconsistency. And so the first thing he said, look, we need a president that'll get up there, level with the American people about the facts, what we're facing, and why they need to do some of the things that were, asking of them. I mean, they get it. They're brave and resilient, and they want to help our nation, but we need someone that can speak consistently to them and get them to buy in, because we can control how bad this is, how quickly we become come out of it, and how quickly we can restore the economy. We need to get the federal government to support the full force of the Defense Production Act, something that we've been having states, including Wisconsin, begging for, so we're not bidding against other states for necessary supplies that we've been delayed on that are having an impact, and support our doctors and nurses so frontline workers have protection. Make a promise of national testing a reality. We know that the really bungled response by the Trump administration, at being way late and ignoring a lot of these things, didn't allow us to get the level of testing that we needed to contain the virus, but that we still have an opportunity to make widespread testing available, which will allow people to return to the economy faster, our ability to track the spread of the disease and hopefully contain it once we get through the worst part here. Order the military to build and deploy emergency hospitals in every city. We know we're seeing this, and the big threat obviously is overcapacity and our hospital system being overwhelmed. And really make sure that, you know, we can't get the economy restarted until we contain the public health crisis. But you can't just wait till that point. So you got to be able to operate on two tracks and multitasking. Again, we're kind of getting this inconsistent, haphazard, up and down, all over response from President Trump that I think is confusing the American public. And so being able to, you know, reassure people that there are going to be opportunities that we need to unite to, you know, go through the sacrifice during the public health crisis, but that there will be a plan and that we can get out of this, you know, economic challenge that we face right now. But get them to understand by having a leader that can speak directly to them. And I think, you know, again, Joe Biden, I really wish he was president right now, just to be able to reassure the American public and be coherent and consistent in a way we really need.
State Representative Gordon Hintz backs Joe Biden for president, and we're talking with both sides of the Democratic primary now here on the Ideas Network. Go ahead and email ideas@WPR.org if you have a question or a comment. Marty from Kenosha wants to join the conversation now. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I want a Democrat and or an independent to replace Trump. The last Democrat I want is Joe Biden. He is a Republican in sheep's clothing. He's going to decimate Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. I want somebody radical to change things up like Bernie Sanders. He is consistent in his message. He is for the people. He's not bought and sold by corporations like Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is the last person I want to see.
All right.
Running.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate your comments here. And you hear Marty saying, I don't trust the plan that Biden is laying out for health care or to support our seniors, low income people. What is it in Biden's plan that you can speak to Marty about and say maybe he might change his mind?
Well, you can tell we're in campaign season when a lot of the attacks on President Biden seem to try to distort the record or take things out of context. I mean, look, Joe Biden helped pass the Affordable Care Act, which expanded health care access to more than 20 or 25 million Americans who were without it. And, you know, he did this during a time when we were coming out of the last recession. I mean, same as getting and shepherding the Recovery Act that helped the U.S. recover faster than other countries in terms of restoring the economy. This is someone who's been a champion for Medicare and Social Security and, you know, expanding health care access throughout his career. I think
but not
he knows
Medicare for all, right? Joe Biden still
Joe
hasn't,
Joe Biden's also pragmatic. I mean, it's a difference between trying to have plans that highlight a lot of things we would like to see in our healthcare system and what is realistic dealing with what could be a Republican-controlled U.S. Senate, a Supreme Court who probably won't uphold any kind of Medicare for all package. And, you know, just, I mean, he understands that the biggest thing that we can do, the best opportunity to, in the quickest way possible, give people the best health care access possible is going to be to build off of the successes that were done when he was in the White House before. And I think he's being straight with the American public when he speaks like that. And again, I would go back to the fact that we need somebody like that. So it's fine to have advocates promoting ideas that we can work towards as goals that, you know, aren't necessarily wrong, but have trade-offs in a way that I just don't think are going to happen anytime soon. But I appreciate someone that's being straight with the public about what we can do, not what, you know, might be a perfect scenario on paper.
You know, it's clear, Representative Hintz, that you are a vocal supporter of Joe Biden. If he does not win the nomination, will you vote for Senator Bernie Sanders?
Absolutely. And I ask all Democrats and independents and Republicans that are, you know, no longer can support President Trump. Again, Senator Sanders offers a different brand. I think that Joe Biden is built better for the moment. But at the end of the day, both would be far better and far more reassuring to have in the White House, you know, right now, if I wish. But certainly beginning in January, and, you know, we will still be in a place where we need that kind of leadership. And it's been exposed more than ever that having a president with no experience, who was an entertainer, who's demonstrated no interest in government or its responsibilities, is turning out to be a disaster. And that's one of the lessons we're having right now.
That was Representative Gordon Hintz, Democratic Minority Leader of the State Assembly and a supporter of Joe Biden. Up next is news, and then we welcome U.S. Representative Mark Pocan to talk about his endorsement of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin has extended the deadline for absentee voting in Tuesday's primary, and people can request to vote by mail before 5 o'clock today. Local races and a seat on the state Supreme Court are options on this ballot. So is a presidential primary. And it's an open primary, so voters of any political party can fill in a bubble and choose to vote for either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, or the others who are on the ballot technically, to face Donald Trump in November. You can join our conversation now as we talk with a surrogate for the Sanders support. Join us by calling 800-642-1234 or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mark Pocan is a Democratic U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. That includes Madison, Beloit, and Dodgeville. Congressman Pocan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, Keeley. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we absolutely have to acknowledge the fact that this Tuesday's vote is happening amid a health crisis where people are being told to stay home. We've seen multiple lawsuits, and the election right now, including in-person voting, is going forward on Tuesday. Should Wisconsin follow what other states have done and postpone it?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm spending all of my time, literally every waking hour, working on COVID-19 and trying to get supplies to Wisconsin and dealing with FEMA and all the other agencies. And I have not seen what percent of absentee ballots have come in, et cetera. I do think that there's a reason why the other states did this, because it was in the utmost caution to make sure that no one would have the potential to contract this. But I'll be honest, my time is completely immersed on COVID-19 right now, and this is a state decision. So I'm focusing on what I can do, which is making sure we're getting supplies to Wisconsin and making sure that we're getting the next bill that's going to be focused on recovery through Congress with some measures that are going to help people in Wisconsin.
Yeah, certainly as a U.S. representative, you wear very many hats. Let's try this again. Certainly as a U.S. representative, you wear many hats. But one of those is as a Sanders supporter. And so you would hope that Sanders would win in this election. But could delaying it or keep it going be an advantage or maybe a disadvantage for the person you endorse?
Well, Senator Sanders, I am endorsing him, and work with him in Congress quite a bit over my entire time in Congress. And I really do think his values are most representative of my values. And I think people in the 2nd Congressional District, and he has asked for the election to be delayed, I think, again, just for the utmost security for people. I don't know. That's part of it. I would really have to put far more time into deciding if this is helping or hurting candidates, which is why I'm trying to focus on COVID-19, getting reagents to Wisconsin, getting test kits processed faster than 13 days, which unfortunately I've had personal experience in my family with. We are focused on dealing with this so that the economy can reopen. So I don't know what effect moving the election would have on anyone's election, and I don't think I'm enough of an expert to give you an answer on that.
All right. We do have someone who'd like to weigh in on the election piece of this, though, because it does matter, and they will be casting their vote in the presidential primary.
Mm-hmm. It is a state issue. So I'd love to talk about COVID-19, how people should stay home, follow the governor's orders, safer at home. That's what's really important right now. That's life or death. And I would really love to focus on what I can within my wheelhouse as much as possible, because I think that's how I can be most helpful to the people in Wisconsin. So I'd love to answer questions around COVID-19, around the opening today of the Paycheck Protection Loans for small business. All the things that I deal with daily are what I really am experts on. And unfortunately, the state is the arbitrator of what's going to happen on the election.
All right. Let's let a couple of our callers weigh in here. We've got Charlie from Milwaukee on the line. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say is yesterday I had the opportunity to vote in Ozaukee County. It was done very, very well. There was a lot of social distancing. Things are always being wiped down and everything was very clean. And there, I did not feel at all at risk or that I was causing anybody else to be at risk while doing the voting. And I think that voting is so important that we need to preserve it. We shouldn't be looking at alternative ways to do it. Like if you can't get out to vote early and you don't think of it as that important of a right, then you shouldn't be voting at all.
All right, Charlie, appreciate the comment. Thanks for calling in as we try to navigate, you know, our civil responsibilities and a pandemic that we are dealing with. And Sigrid from Madison also wants to weigh in on this idea of the election in the middle of a health crisis. Hi, Sigrid.
Hi. I just wanted to make the comment that I think it's a very dangerous road to go down when you start postponing elections. Elections are what make us a democracy, and postponing and perhaps at some point canceling elections is what makes for a dictatorship. And if states start postponing elections, then we're only one step away from canceling, which
Sigrid,
our current president might be thinking of.
Sigrid, you're still excited about being able to participate in this presidential primary then and cast a ballot for someone?
Well, yes, and I mean, I have sent in my absentee ballot, but I also think nationally we need to be thinking about voting by computer and all kinds of other things. It's kind of archaic to think people should all show up at one spot on one day and vote. So I think that we need to think in a more technological way going forward, and I think, as I said, it's a dangerous road to start postponing. Can I make another comment about, since we have our congressman on, about the virus? Can I do that? Or
certainly, Sigrid.
Okay. I just wanted to make the comment that if I understand correctly, what Trump is doing is he's getting these different manufacturers to make masks and so forth and then sending them to vendors. And then states have to buy them from vendors. My understanding of the National Act that was took place during World War II is that companies built and or built ammunition or health care as they certainly needed it for the Red Cross, and it went to the government. There was no in between people making money. I'd like to have our congressman comment on that. Am I understanding that correctly, that we have set up a system where people are making money on the Defense Act?
And Sigrid, let's go ahead, and turn now to U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, because although we are talking and focused on Sanders in this presidential primary, that's a theme that Sanders has said we need to get this big money out of politics. And now Sigrid is wondering how that works when the government can compel manufacturers to make things for us in this pandemic. Representative Pocan, what do you want to say about that?
Yeah, her question is exactly on the Defense Production Act was used to have companies producing what we need at a time of war. This is really no different. We need companies to produce ventilators, masks, other protective equipment, reagents, doing tests, et cetera. And if companies can, they should be stepping up. In many cases, they are. Exact Sciences here locally is doing tests. They're shifting from colorectal tests to COVID-19 tests. Promega is making reagents so we can do more tests. And that's great, but we need other companies to do this. The problem is the president's only applied this I believe so far to GM, and he might be doing it to one other company to produce stuff. And we need this to be used far more aggressively. We need items now. People are days away from running out of things in New York State. And also, it shouldn't be the state by state bidding against each other, because the price is then going up, and that's creating a profit for some companies, but it's certainly costing all of us in the long run more. The federal government should be being a navigator of all of this and being the main purchaser, because it would just make more sense, and we're not doing that. So she's exactly right. Defense Production Act should be cranked up, because that way you get items directly that we need directly to the states that need them, without having to go through all these hoops that are just taking longer and costing more.
And in this presidential primary, has Sanders signaled that he would be running things differently right now?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, if there's any one reason, if someone is just wavering because, you know, they think the presidential primary may be done, if you care at all about a universal health care system, whether it be Medicare for All or any other type of single payer system, vote for Bernie Sanders, because this has shown the problem we currently have with our healthcare system in the United States, that what we're going through right now with all the production of goods from China, for all of our medical devices, all of our drugs, the fact that people couldn't get tested for free or treated for free for something that is at no one's fault, is that they got COVID-19, just shows the many, many problems and flaws we have within the current system. And if we had a system like Bernie Sanders and myself and many others have advocated for, and every industrialized country, by the way, Keeley, has a universal health care, has a universal health care system other than the United States. And I got politifacted on that. It's one of those things that sometimes you're always not so happy to be politifacted, and yet I got one of the truths out of it, because it's true. Every other major industrialized country has universal health care. So we really need to have something like that. That's been one of the center points of Bernie Sanders' campaign. And, you know, I urge people, as you're filling out that ballot, because hopefully you're by 5 o'clock today requesting an absentee ballot and not waiting till Tuesday to go to vote. This is a good reason to send a message to everyone in Washington that we need to have a healthcare system that works for everyone. And you can do that by voting for Bernie Sanders.
And let's bring Chris from Adams into this conversation. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. It would break my heart to have to vote for Joe Biden. I don't know that I could even live with myself. And it's because of two cases that he dealt with that went through when he was in the Senate. One of those things is very personal to me. I filed a sexual harassment case at UWM that turned into a major fiasco. And in retaliation, the Regents put a lien on my house. I couldn't refinance it, and I lost everything I ever worked for in my adult life. The reason that I couldn't declare bankruptcy was because Joe Biden wrote the legislation that said that you can't do that with student loans. The second case is what he did to Anita Hill. And he apologized publicly for that situation, but he never privately called her up and said that he was sorry for the way that he treated her. And as a woman, I had a really, really hard time putting him on the ballot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chris, thank you for letting us know that your support is in the Bernie Sanders camp, and for helping us understand that you're taking into account things in past political records with these candidates as we try to figure out what makes sense in Tuesday's vote or on your absentee ballot in this presidential primary for Wisconsin. We are talking with U.S. Representative Mark Pocan about the Bernie Sanders campaign here in Wisconsin, and we'll keep talking about it, getting to healthcare next here on the Ideas Network. Stay with us. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keeley Boltina, and we are talking ahead of the presidential primary that happens in person on Tuesday and also by absentee ballot right now. And we heard from a Joe Biden supporter earlier in the hour, and now we are talking about the campaign for Senator Bernie Sanders. And we're going to dip our toes into the healthcare realm. If you have questions or comments, you can give us a call at 800-642-1234. And that's exactly what Davis from Milwaukee has done. Hi, Davis. Hi, Davis. Can you hear us now? All right. I don't think we have Davis. But Davis had called because he likes Bernie Sanders' health care plan. Davis argues it costs less than Joe Biden's and covers more people. He is especially paying attention to negotiating prescription drug prices, too. And Congressman Pocan, we also know that a morning consult poll conducted in mid-March nationwide showed 41 of respondents said that with this new coronavirus outbreak, they were more likely to support universal health care. Tell us, why is Senator Sanders' health care plan, especially right now, the right way for the country to go?
Well, it's not only Bernie Sanders' plan, but as I mentioned, every industrialized country on the planet has a universal health care system other than the United States. And this just makes sense to have a system where if you are sick, you can get care, because right now we know if someone can't get the care they need and they're sick, they can spread a disease that other people can get. And that makes no sense in the broad picture. So having a healthcare system that can, everyone, if they could get tested for free and cured for free, is more likely to make sure you don't have people sick going to work, being out in the community, getting other people sick. And in the case of something like a pandemic, granted, this is extremely rare, but there are plenty of other cases where if there's a disease that can be spread, others can get it and potentially die from it. So it just makes sense to have a healthcare system that works for every single person, because it's in every single person's best interest to have their neighbor, their family member, and people they don't know all have access to healthcare. And it is less expensive than an employer-based model. And right now we're seeing, as people are laid off, what does that mean for many people in regard to healthcare? All of these things would be resolved with a universal healthcare system, having it be a right like every industrialized country. So Bernie Sanders has been the lead proponent in the presidential race on this issue. And to be fair, so is Elizabeth Warren, but she's no longer in the race. I truly feel that if people want to make a statement at this very important time, you do that by voting for Bernie Sanders, because we can then show that as we move towards November, this is an important issue for the American people and something that I think we would be wise to run on.
Chris from Columbus has a question here as we talk about health care. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Mark. I just want to make the comment that as a nurse in the VA system, I dealt with equipment shortages and medication shortages and bureaucratic delays to health care. The nursing staff, the doctors, did the best they could. But the bureaucracy involved in a federal health system slows care and creates a divide that is unequal to the private sector. And that's why I went to private sector nursing and enjoy it better and see better patient outcomes. How is Bernie Sanders going to fix that?
All right, Chris, thanks for the question.
Yeah, Chris, you brought up exactly the misconception that some people have. Bernie Sanders is not for a healthcare system that's run by the government, which is what you're saying can run slowly. He is advocating for a universal system via like Medicare. Medicare, you still have private doctors and private systems, but you have a single payer of that rather than many, many, many insurance companies, and that is Medicare. Not only do you have a single payer, but also you have then volume pricing, and that helps reduce costs in the overall healthcare system, because you have one large bargaining entity rather than many competing. So this is really, you have that purchasing power through Medicare. It works very well. It's one of the most popular federal programs we have, but he is not saying have government take over aspects, all aspects of healthcare. It's really the how we do Medicare currently, which is the payment to the private providers. So that wouldn't change under a Medicare for All system. So thank you very much for bringing up that misconception that's often out there.
But the details are important too, right, Congressman Pocan? I mean, Sanders' opponent Joe Biden has said that universal emergency coverage is not necessarily a feasible response to this crisis, and he points to Italy, which has a single-payer health system.
Yeah, Italy did many other things right. That'd be like saying, I don't eat oranges because it's Tuesday. There's no logic to what he actually said on there, or what you just said about Italy being the comparison. The reality is, again, if it's a system where everyone can go because they know they're not going to wind up with a several thousand dollar bill for getting tested, they will get tested. And if they get tested, we know if they should be in isolation or not. That's why it makes sense to have healthcare that works for every single person. It's in your personal best interest, as well as whoever else would access healthcare's best interest, to have a system set up like that.
We are talking about the presidential primary with U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, who is a supporter of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, also the chair of Sanders' Wisconsin campaign. And we recognize that this vote is happening during a public health crisis. And I do want to ask you, though, in the latest Marquette Law School poll, it showed that Biden's support has gained steam in Wisconsin. The latest poll shows that Biden has 62% now of the people polled, and Sanders got 34%. And so do you think that Sanders' message is resonating with people here in Wisconsin, or is it a mismatch?
I think right now the entire race has been taken over by what's happening right now. And people are looking for security, and Joe Biden, for many people, has been security. It's something they know. However, I would strongly argue we need to influence Joe Biden to be more progressive on issues like the Green New Deal, like raising minimum wage to $15, like stopping endless wars, like a universal healthcare system. And the way you help influence Joe Biden to do those things is to have a strong vote for Bernie Sanders coming out of Wisconsin. So while I have seen that poll in many states because people are going back to comfort, because right now Donald Trump is not providing anyone comfort with how he has mishandled the entire COVID response, I think it's all the more important for people in this state to be able to vote for Bernie Sanders, to send that signal that we are able to have an election, that we are more able to win in November if we run on these issues, because all those issues I mentioned are in the 60+% support. And I think it's really important to be running a populist progressive race to make sure that we're winning in November.
And John from Waterford has a related question here we want to squeeze in. Hi, John. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you, Congressman. I just want to say thanks for your work on COVID and for the work you do. I admire what you do very much. But I am a Biden supporter, and I just wonder if, what makes you think that Bernie Sanders could actually win in Wisconsin. And I want to state, and to your last point, I agree that Biden can be influenced and will be influenced, and that he's a good person with an open mind, and he's a liberal. And I'm really discouraged by extreme Bernie supporters who are making outlandish statements about him, and that's going to hurt him in the final election. I wish people would remember we want a Democrat in the White House.
John, thanks for that question. Representative Pocan, how can Bernie Sanders win in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think John's real question is to the point. I agree. If Joe Biden wins the nomination, I'm supporting him in November. I would love to have him run on more progressive issues, because more people agree with those issues and we're more likely to win. And we'll have a better country if we do that. That's why I'm backing Bernie Sanders. So again, I think there's a lot of valid reasons to vote for Bernie Sanders, to advocate and push for these very issues, to make sure that they're more likely to be put to the forefront for Joe Biden as he's running in November. And I also want to thank the caller, and maybe in the future, Keeley, we can talk about COVID, because I thought that was also part of the interview, because this is, my office doesn't get calls right now about the election. We're getting off the calls about people overseas trying to get back home, people concerned about the virus and getting the personal protection equipment for people who need it, who are currently working. My office is getting calls about the loan package, the paycheck protection loans that are available today for small businesses. They're worried about not being able to reopen after this is all done. That's what I'm dealing with right now, as much as getting supplies to Wisconsin so we can do tests. Love to have that discussion, because that's what people call my office about right now. And we want to provide people. We're going to get through this together. It's going to be a tough month, but we're going to get through this together. But the most important thing is follow the governor's order on safer at home. It ends at home. That means be at home, reorganize that closet, cook more meals, try different cooking things in your kitchen. But be at home if you can be. And for those who can't be, please take every precaution to be safe. We're going to get through this, but we have to follow these orders, and we need to have them nationwide to do this right.
Congressman Pocan, thanks for your time. That was Mark Pocan here on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.